Well, as Theresa May's Brexit lurched deeper into crisis, could a second referendum save the day, as we just mentioned? Tom Brooks advised the British Electoral Commission on the first referendum. He's Professor of Law and Government and the Dean at Durham Law School. I asked him what a second referendum question might be.
I think the question would be something like, do you support the Prime Minister's Brexit plan, or do you support Remain? Remaining in the European Union. I think those are really the only options. The Brexit deal that we've got is the Prime Minister's. I take her at her word that the way she managed it maybe could have been done a lot better, but the way she managed it, that's the only deal we've got. So those who want Brexit, that's the offer. A no deal, if that was also on the referendum, would of course split that vote and undermine support for Brexit versus Remain. That would be a problem. And those who think, finally, that we should just kind of have referendums until the public is in favor of whatever the best Brexit deal is, that would be rerunning the referendum again and again until we got the result we want. I don't think that. I think there should be finality. The country was told to go for leaving the European Union or to stay. The country went for a leave. We have a plan for what leaving looks like, and now we need to see if the country likes what it sees. There is no other alternative, according to the Prime Minister. If all that's true, it's Theresa May's Brexit, or it's staying in the European Union.
We've seen how determined Prime Minister May is to get the current deal with the EU through. She has spent enormous capital on this, and she's endured savage criticism. I mean, many lesser people would break, without doubt. Having delayed this key parliamentary vote, what do you think the realistic timeline is now? Because Theresa May is not talking about a second referendum yet.
No, I think, frankly, she's played all this terribly wrong. I mean, like her snap election that she called after she had triggered Article 50, beginning the Brexit process, and she made that snap election all about her, very presidential, the same kind of presidential-like strategy as one she's doing now, where she seems to have left, according to her own cabinet ministers who resigned, left her cabinet pretty much in the dark until September as to what the deal was going to be, really left things a bit too late. And it seems that the big idea is to leave it to be a choice between her deal or no deal. Given no planning for no deal, it'd be so awful. No one would really kind of go for it. There's very little support for that. And so she hoped that we would all kind of, the country and Parliament, would rally behind her plan. And that's not seems to be working at all. She should have, at the beginning, not only have had some principles before she triggered Article 50 as to how she was going to undergo the negotiations, she should have called the other parties in for some kind of grand coalition. In terms of the timing, it seemed, you know, normal times, there'd be a no-confidence vote, we'd have a general election very soon, but these, of course, are not normal times. I think she should have her vote on her Brexit plan as soon as possible in Parliament. Yes, she will probably lose that. But in view of the fact that probably no other option for Brexit will command a majority, I think that, you know, she could kind of call the referendum in the terms that I've set out. And then if the public does support her plan, that would give her some credibility. That would give her some support. And she will be able to perhaps limp on a bit longer. But, you know, of course, if she lost such a vote, lost that referendum, the country decided to remain in the European Union, that would be disastrous for her, as would it seem just about every other outcome for her right now. So general election would be very difficult. We'd have 6 weeks of campaigning, running over Christmas? I mean, the timing of everything is bad in so many ways right now. But all that said, the government is in such a mess over Brexit that even if we had a referendum, and even if there was some finality of the public on that issue, and I think that there would be finality on that issue one way or the other, which would be very welcome, it's impossible for me to see this government lasting into the new year.
Thomas Brooks, thank you very much for speaking with us.
A pleasure.
Professor Tom Brooks is the Dean at Durham Law School.